This post is about the movie Superman, directed by James Gunn, starring David Cornswift, Nicholas Hoult, and Rachel Brosnahan. To make the world a better place, look up. See how much there is to fight for. Take off without a second thought to protect the most precious gift of all, to be alive. To be living, your purpose made real by representing nothing else than doing good. It's not an implied vow or an image to bend to your will. It's something more, a symbol of great hope. Being good, we can never get it perfect, but knowing and doing the best that we can, that's our greatest strength. Superman. Vibrant, electric clash of great strengths and weaknesses, where heartfelt optimism and jovial wit meets human vulnerability and the trumping of vain ambition. A story that brings to light the greatest call there is. Serve humanity and make the world a better place. Themes, thoughts, reflections. Home. Take me home. When we break, when the ground crumbles under our feet, when we are far too cold than we ought to be, it's the warmth of home that brings us back to who we are, to who we're meant to be. Hope vitalizes our hearts. When there's nothing left, there is hope. Somewhere assuredly we can place our hearts, and knowing that the end now is not an end in what has yet to come. People were going to die. The greatest of values, human life. What is there to contend when a soul is to be saved? Serve humanity and make the world a better place. The greatest amongst us are not those who exalt, but those who serve. A making of the world to far greater than what it's been. Why I do what I do. Know it or not. We all have a reason of being, one that far exceeds any ideation of what we can fathom, a way of solitude uniquely our own, expressed to others as much as we choose it to be. O ye of little faith, or one of grave deceit, be wary of where you place your faith and what you choose to believe. I'm sorry, friend. To have one is a great gift, to be one, a far greater feat. I question everything and everyone. Your thing is you trust everyone and think everyone you meet is beautiful. That's the real punk rock, to challenge the mundane in a seemingly dissonant world where more common is it for us to be of quarrel and hostility than of agreement and peace. Diverge from the societal status quo. Be authentically good. That, to me, is the real punk rock. I knew this would never work. Two seeds, one pot, the great challenge of love, to make work what we think works, far fails every time. He's out there alone, and they're probably scared. No one should be alone. Remember that we are not. And be there for those who think that they are. I believe in you, Superman. Don't tell him nothing. Live to tell the truth. Believe in what is. And know no lie can ever prevail. He said he can get my son right. He would do anything for them. Do what is good for them. A big old mush. Aren't we all on the inside? Or at least I like to think we should be. You don't seem quite yourself. When faced with the poisoning peril that is our fatal flaw, how can we be? You don't understand. I'm not who I thought. None of us are, really. Don't believe the lie. but rejoice in the truth. Parents aren't here to tell their children who they're supposed to be. We're here to give you the tools so you can make fools of yourselves. That's what makes you who you are. Your choices, your actions. It's who you are and so much more. It's not too late for either of you. There is no pleasure for the deaf of the wicked. Turn back from your evil ways. Never too late can you turn from this way and live. Envy burns my every waking minute. Envy blinds the mind and subjugates the heart to grand illusions of deserved favor, a corroding of the soul in which jealousy, pride, and many other such woes bring disorder in every evil practice. His strength illuminates our weakness, or in such the opposite. His strength illuminates how strong we can be. I'm as human as anyone. I love, I get scared. I wake up every morning, and despite not knowing what to do, I put one foot in front of the other, and I try to make the best choices I can. I screw up all the time, but that is being human. And that's my greatest strength. I'm as human as anyone, and that's all we could ever be. A gift we have so graciously been given. To the believer, there is a grieving in my heart. As much as profound good is a sight to behold, it's the rejection of the makings of true good that bleeds. Look up. There in your view is a passage of substances, in which the condensing of water vapor, the tiniest of droplets and crystals, come to make what we know as clouds. Sailing passage overhead to every soul on this grand rock we know as home. We all are here. The very air we breathe is a gift. Yet amongst us, every vile thing whispers enough to know not where it started, but only to see what it's become. What has been dismissed as ordinary has deeply rooted itself. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Here we are to believe that this is okay. This is how it's supposed to be. Contention begets contention. So much contention. Our nature parades its stances that say, look to me. This is what I know for living. Yet such ill will divides itself to near uncontrollable measures, masses upon masses, who do not possess the faintest idea of what was spoken on the onset. Even I have come to know I've deceived myself, the heart desperately sick. Who can come to understand it? We may surmount such the adversary by looking to the sacrifice that defeated the way of old. The greatest effort to be had is the passage of grace, of which has been freely given to us, for no reason other than love and the whole goodness therein. Can we make any such attempt for a life worth living? To be perfect in every known good is not the need of our being. Rather, with a sound mind should the best of us tend to those other than ourselves. To be the good is eternally presented by our Lord and Savior. The Son of God was this. Now we know as He. May we do as He. It is in this we make the world a better place. We desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 6:11-12. This post was all about the movie, Superman.